Yeah, I suppose what brought it first to my attention was that I was talking to a lady recently enough, and she was going heading off buying a grave to bury her late husband's ashes. And I just in the course of the conversation, I asked her what was she hoping to do herself. And she says, when it comes to my time, she says, I want to be cremated as well. And I thought to myself, wasn't it a huge waste of ground where to buy a natural grave just to bury urns? And I felt to myself that there must be some other way, some other alternative around this than using a... Now, it is fine if someone has a family grave and they choose to be cremated and ashes are buried there, fine, but going off buying new plots. And nowadays, the graveyards are maxed out, like the ground in graveyards, I suppose, are at a premium. And I suppose, and there is some graveyards that I've been in where it doesn't suit... the bylaws don't suit to bury a regular coffin, but the bylaw could suit to bury an urn there.
And I know that the reply that you got from the council, they were basically saying that they are looking to revisit the county-wide cremation policy. I know they had done a detailed review on columbarium policy back in 2016, but obviously times have changed since then. So I'd imagine that you'd welcome the local authority having a look at things now a number of years later.
Oh, absolutely, and it's very much to the fore now. When you go back to when it was done in 2016, I think about 3 to 5% of the people that died in Clare were being cremated. I suppose with the Shannon Crematorium open now, and I suppose it is access and it is local and it's a huge success, and it is great to see that the cremation rate now for 2021 is up on 23%. So to put that into a number, you're talking somewhere about 210 people in Clare last year alone were cremated. And I feel that something needs to be done here in order to facilitate that. And a lot of graveyards going back, they're full of history. They're full of people like to go to graves where they might have, where there was an uncle or aunt that might have died years ago and they moved back home and they want to go and visit a grave. If you haven't a facility to be able to, maybe going forward, to be able to facilitate these columbarium walls or burial grounds, these grounds or whatever, a lot of history is going to be lost, because the Americans come in all the time and they go to local graveyards to see their ancestors, wherever they were buried, going back in the time. So there's huge history around that as well. And it's a pity, fast forward 30 or 40 years' time, if that history is going to be lost for people that live locally. But if they choose to be buried in a columbarium, that they'll be remarked. They'll be mapped and respected there, you know.
And you mentioned there earlier about bylaws. Do they maybe need to be looked at or examined now in the context of the marked increase in terms of the people getting cremated? As you say, there may be a case, maybe not for a coffin, but for a burial of ashes. Does that maybe need to be made explicit in some of the bylaws now?
Well, it certainly has to be explored, and definitely some bit of policy. Like, as I said, one hash won't fit all graveyards here across the county, because each have their own challenges or whatever. But I feel that there is areas. I see a graveyard close to me, and the bylaw won't allow you bury a coffin there where the space is not there. It doesn't meet the criteria to bury coffins there, but it surely to God it will meet the criteria, you know, to be able to bury an urn. And that's it's a huge cost on families nowadays to buy graves. And when if they're going for a cremation, like they're buying a big huge grave that probably potentially doesn't need to be bought for that size, because it's only burying an urn or whatever, I think little plots like these should be made available for those people that choose to go the cremation way. And we have to be very sensitive on our approach to this, and sensible as well.
Yeah.
At the way we treat this. But people, it's amazing to me, like even people of age, you know, in their 80s and 90s, and they die, and you hear the way they want to go is to be cremated. You know, you think it's kind of a younger thing to do. It's not. It's across the wide spectrum of people nowadays that want to get cremated. And I suppose looking at those figures, in another 4 or 5 years, we'll be up in maybe 50% or 60% of our people that die in Clare could possibly be cremated. So that's figures that we need to look at and maybe address and be ready for that when the time comes. Especially like graveyard ground at the moment is at a huge premium. It's a worry for everyone because they've been maxed out in a lot of places, and maybe this is the way forward.